Okay, good evening, YouTube. Welcome to episode number 31 of the FPL family. My name is Lee. This is Sam, and it feels like, Sam, that we haven't had a lot of FPL action for a little while. It feels like the FA Cup has kind of got in the way a little bit of the double game week.
Yeah, a little bit, doesn't it?
I don't think the FA Cup games were that good either, not least the rubbish we've just seen in the second half from Liverpool, which was pretty awful. We'll maybe talk about that in a second. But actually, the games that were on TV were, they were kind of okay, but missed the Premier League.
Yeah, I think these kind of midweek games are always a little bit, you feel a bit funny, don't you? Because it's like the FPL action comes thick and fast from the weekend, and then you're yeah. straight into it again with the midweek fixtures, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh.
I think we all want the double game week to conclude, don't we? All really yeah. desperate to see whether Mane can be fit and all the rest of it, and then we've kind of got this FA Cup right in the middle. It feels a bit weird.
And I guess if you're wildcarding, then you can tink, and there are a few of them active I've seen over on Instagram and in the Slack. And I guess if that's the case, then there's a lot of tinkering that can be done. But if you're just playing a normal game week like you and I are, no wild cards yeah, or anything, yeah. then actually you can't really do anything yet because it's such a long time. Yeah, we've still got another game to go.
Well, there we go, guys. There are lots to discuss tonight, guys. Lots to discuss. Actually, as we're coming on, some breaking news about Kobe Bryant, actually, which I've just seen on Twitter. And you guys in the live chat are saying that Kobe's been in a helicopter crash, which I haven't seen any official news yet, but you guys in the live chat are saying that's genuine, which if it is
terrible.
Obviously shocking and really, really sad. Really, really sad. So I don't know whether, you know, FPL and the FA Cup and the footy really kind of puts it into perspective a little bit. Well, we're going to try, guys. We're going to try and give you a little bit of I don't know, kind of light relief on tonight's FPL family if we can. Obviously, we're going to be talking about Double Game Week 24 and where we are with it. In fact, we're going to do that first. We're going to talk about where our teams are at because you are having a sensational game week on the back of a certain Brazilian and I'm having not a very good game week, guys, on the back
and
of a certain Senegalese.
And
a certain Englishman actually chipping in for you as well that you held on to. So fair play, your game week having gone. And we said this time last week, guys. So if you guys are following us on YouTube and you listen to us and you watch us every single week but don't necessarily tune into our other social channels and are figuring out, you know, how did Sam do, etc., this game, I can tell you, she did absolutely brilliantly. And this time last week, we sat here and said it would be very, very ballsy to make the moves that you were thinking of making. And you made them, and they've come off. We're going to be absolutely talking about that in a second, guys, because that is sensational how Game Week 24 has gone for you so far. All eyes on Wednesday, yes, because there's still football to be played. Whether Mane's going to be fit or not, we're going to cover that in a second. I think not, but we're going to cover that in a second.
Annoying that he's had to come on, though, tonight, watching that Liverpool game, like, fuming.
What, Roberto Firmino?
Yeah, I mean, like, I see him there taking his strip off, and I'm
don't get injured, don't get injured.
Why? He's got to play on Wednesday.
I can tell you why. Klopp does not and will not want to play a replay there. That's the last thing that Klopp wanted, because it's right in the middle of our winter break. We had a two-weeker where I think, you know, almost all of the squad were going to go away probably to some sort of, I don't know, Dubai or something like that they normally go, don't they?
I was there for 2 weeks in Dubai.
I saw that Klopp came out post-match Shrewsbury-Liverpool and basically said, I will play all the young players again in the replay. I will not be managing. Neil Critchley will be managing. So basically, he and all the senior team are going away for warm weather training and a holiday, as was planned. I assume all the flights have been booked. And the youngsters are not, yeah, a lot of the youngsters are not going to be on that flight. They're going to stay here and play Shrewsbury.
Do we get to go on a winter break?
We do not get to go on a winter break. Because actually, I've just had a look at the fixtures we were coming on. So game week 25, which we're about to get this weekend, is a normal set of fixtures. But then, of course, game week 26, guys, for those of you that are looking that far ahead, is very protracted. You can have a look at it yourselves, guys, on the fixture list, on the app or anywhere else. There's like a couple of games sort of Saturday, Sunday. Then there's only like two games on in each of those days. Then there's obviously a week's break. And then there's like a Friday, Saturday and a Sunday game where the other sort of six to eight teams play. So game week 26 is going to be a weird one. It's
so
going
what
to
you're
be
saying
a weird
is that for us as FPL managers, no winter break.
We do not get a winter break. No, we will be here again next Sunday, 8 p.m. as usual, when we'll know the outcome of not just game week 25, but obviously how the double game week 24 finished. So we'll talk about that as well. But tonight we're going to be talking about where we are with double game week 24. We'll be talking about our manager of the month for January as well, because that is coming to a close. Jemima hanging on by she had a big lead there, Jemima, and it's now a tiny lead. So it's getting hot at the top of the mini league for January.
I think I crept up as well.
You're in the mix. With the game week you've had, you're absolutely in the mix. And we'll also be obviously talking about questions and giving a look ahead to game week 25 as well and the fixtures that are coming up. Before we do any of that, though, let's have a look at the questions. Get into the polls, guys, for this evening, courtesy of the Twitter community. So thank you, Twitterati, those of you that tweeted these questions to me earlier. A little white eye above my head, if you've never done polls before, that's where you're going to find these questions. Get in and answer these. One of which, of course, is who's your captain for game week 25? Of course, we have to put that question in. Next question comes from William Sutanto. Thank you, William, for the question.
I don't think he sent one before.
It's a question that a lot of people were asking, actually. It's the casualties from game week 24. So Mane and Vardy. What are you doing with Mane and Vardy? You selling both, keeping both? Just going to sell Vardy, just going to sell Mane? What are you going to do? So get into the polls, guys. Let us know what you are doing with Mane and Vardy. And right now, it feels like we have most of the story. It feels like we know what's up with Vardy, I think. It's a bit of a glute injury, so he's got a pain in his bottom. Not a hamstring injury, which is good, because it probably means days out rather than weeks.
Yeah, Roger said should be okay.
Should be okay, which is a bit of a... Don't like the word should, but should be okay.
Should is better than not.
Well, of course. And with Mane, I think we're a bit less certain, right? He had his scan today. We're hoping to get something from Klopp, but my view on it is that I don't think he's going to be fit for the second round of the double game week. However, could he be fit for the Southampton game in 25? Maybe. Watch this space. But either way, interested to get your views, guys, in the polls. What are you going to be doing with Mane and Vardy? A lot of people on Twitter asking that question. Second question comes from Carl Watson. Thank you, Carl, for the question. He's saying, other than Liverpool, who's the best team to double up on at the back? So outside of Liverpool, Sheffield United, Southampton, Newcastle or Brighton? So four kind of...
It's an obvious answer from me coming.
Well, quite possibly, but there's four quite random looking sides there. So interesting question from Carl there. So Carl, thank you for the question. Who would you double up on? Sheffield United, Southampton, Newcastle or Brighton? And then the third question comes from our friends Holly and from Karam. So Holly is at Fantasy Football Community, at FF Community. And Kun Karam is at Karam Taser. So if you guys aren't following both of those guys on Twitter, then you absolutely should be doing that. And Holly's asking about whether it's wise to invest in Manchester City. So if you're thinking about Aguero, if you're thinking about the defence, maybe with Laporte back, you might want to go someone in defence there. Then Karam is chipping in with, well, maybe Mahrez or Silva or probably he's saying just avoid Sterling, actually. Avoid Sterling. Karam is a Man City fan, so we absolutely need to take that into account. He's saying just avoid Sterling and you'll be on the right track.
Go with anybody else from City but not Sterling.
Exactly. And you'll notice, guys, that Kevin De Bruyne is not an option in there because we're basically saying, who would you supplement Kevin De Bruyne with?
Oh, okay. So if you've got or you're having already going to get KDB, who would you get to go on
the
side?
I think most listening will have Kevin De Bruyne. A lot of managers have got Kevin De Bruyne. So if you want to double up, as Holly's suggesting, where would you go for the double up?
Sure.
Where would you go? So those are the three questions, guys. Fourth question, of course, included the double game, the game week 25 captaincy. So get into the little white eye above my head. Answer those questions. Answers at the end of the show. Let's say hello to a few people. Let's see who's in. Kieran is here. Kez at FPL, how are you doing? Good evening, Kieran. Very nice to see you.
Sorry to be annoying. My eye is really bothering me. I've dropped my glasses.
What's up with your eye? Contact lens issue, is it?
I took them out before we came on, but
it's like a little bit red, actually.
It's really sore.
Okay. Maybe give it a little bit. If you need to go and take 5 minutes. I'll hold the fort.
She
don't you worry.
She can't see properly.
Don't you worry.
I'll be fine. I might just look like a pirate.
Get yourself a patch or
give
something.
Give myself a patch.
Robert is here. Robert Dinsmore, how are we doing? Good evening. Is Mahrez a good shout? Well, maybe. But can we trust him? Can we trust Pep? Can we trust Mahrez?
I was going to say, it's not Mahrez we don't trust, is it? It's Pep.
Don't know. Garfield Rob is here. How are we doing, Garfield? Otto Mild is here. Shrewsbury 2, Liverpool 2. He says, what is going on? I can tell you what's going on. Dejan Lovren is going on, Sam. That is what is going on, Otto. Dejan Lovren.
The negativity that was going around
about
Lovren this afternoon.
Yeah, I mean, coming back from a long injury, he's prone to a mistake. I mean, I don't know. I just think, well, put it this way, I can see why he don't get in the first team anymore. I can see why Gomez and Matip are ahead of him.
But
he's effectively, fifth choice centre-half, right? And you can see why.
But earlier on today, I was updating one of our very, very old iPads and found on there a old load of screenshots from the beginning, very beginning of the 2014-15 season.
Right.
And yeah, it was like a load of screenshots. Now, it's Lee's old iPad that our daughter now potters about on. And in there, there's a load of screenshots of fantasy teams, which actually I should get them released, tweet them later. Go they're on. Funny. And one of them, in fact, two of them, I think, they're obviously drafts of like pre-season teams. Two of them have Lovren in them.
Oh, that's back when he was half decent. No, he's never been half decent. He's never been half decent. Flynn XD, can Deja get injured again? Look, I don't want to sort of curse anybody with an injury, but Lovren was bad today, no doubt about it. Josh is here. Good evening, Josh. He's saying Lovren's the best defender in the world, I heard. Yeah, I heard that too, Josh, and completely dismissed it. Dan Frost is here. How are you doing? Virgil wants out, according to FPL subscribe. Yes, I read that as well. Yeah, I heard that. Interesting.
Why would anyone want out of Liverpool?
Well, listen, you never know. He could be one of those players just wants to get his medals, move on, new challenge. Who knows? I don't know. I mean, an FPL subscribe has actually been pretty good with the old team news recently. So who knows? Could be.
Where does he want to come? Does he want to come to
no,
the
Juve
world famous?
No, Juve, apparently.
Not to the world famous
team
of the Spurs. Because we could really do with him.
Very, very surprised if he wants to get the Spurs, Sam. FPL Tips is in. How are you doing, Harry?
Hi, Harry.
Donovan Russell is in. How are we doing? Matt Elsie, how are we doing? Tips is saying, how to cheer me up after a 24-game week disaster. Watch us. Yes, Tips.
It's not
absolutely
over yet,
the thing
Tips.
To do.
Tips, it's not over yet.
It was bad, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, but it's not over yet.
23 was like 23 random
was
and bad.
Bad
and, 24
and terrible
just
for Tips,
bad.
To be fair. Tips had a terrible 23, didn't he?
Tips,
we get
you're
like
in
27
the right place.
Or something.
You're in the right place.
Yeah, but 24's not over yet, and we don't know for definite that Mane can't play. So let's keep that glimmer of hope alive.
FPL Schwartz is in. Martin, how are you doing? He says, Virgil van Dijk, come to United.
Can come to Spurs.
Good one, Martin. Good one, Alex. I don't need him. We've got Harry Maguire belting him in from outside the box nowadays.
Yeah, but remember who they're playing.
Hey, listen.
And on the pitch that they were playing.
That was a bad pitch. Right?
What the hell was all that about?
Sean Thorpe is here. Good morning, he says. Good morning, Sean. How are you doing? Sean Simon is in. Alexandra Wang. Jeff Holt is in. Hello, Jeff.
Hi, Jeff.
Alex Wicks and a whole host of you guys. So welcome, guys. Welcome to the FPL Family live stream. There's our Twitter on the left-hand side, at FPL Family, if you want to follow us over on the old Twitter. At FPL Family, of course, on Instagram. Closing in on 4K on Instagram. So if you're not following us over on Insta, at FPL Family to go and talk to Sam over on Insta. Perfect for the Insta reactions. That's what we do. So if you guys aren't following us on Instagram, check us out over there. What we try and do after every game that we watch.
We try.
One of us will go dive into a room and we'll give a 60-second brain dump from an FPL perspective of what we thought of that game exclusively on Instagram.
I
so
had
it's
to
usually,
do
the, usually quite interesting.
And normally you get Lee if it's a Liverpool game and me if you get a Spurs game, but I had to do Thursdays because Lee was rather emotional after the Liverpool game.
Oh, after the Wolves game. Yeah, I was,
so you got me talking about Liverpool on Thursday.
Could not have done an Insta reaction then. I would have been way too emotional. Actually, might have made for a good Insta reaction.
And actually, the ones on, I didn't do them on Tuesday and Wednesday evening, although we watched the games, but because we flicked between the two games because they were on simultaneously, so I didn't feel like I could give a good enough account of either of the games. That's why they weren't there.
Well, there we go. So there's our Twitter, at FPL Family on Instagram, if I didn't mention it before. We are also on Facebook, and there's some stuff that happens on Facebook. I don't know.
Right, hang on a minute.
Some Facebook.
Because there's like 400 people following us on Facebook now.
You what?
Yeah, there's like
400?
Yeah, and
who are you? Put your hands
and
up,
and
come
I post
on.
To it, and they take great offence by the fact that you think no one follows us on
right,
Facebook.
Get in the live chat, guys. If you follow us on Facebook, first of all, why? And secondly, get in the live chat. If you're
like
in the live
it.
Chat, I want a hand up or just in the live chat, I follow you on Facebook.
It's about 400 of them.
Hashtag Facebook gang. Come on, get in there. I want to see it. I want to see it, guys.
So stop giving them grief because they are there. They
stop.
Exist.
FPL Tips. I always look on Facebook. There
see?
We go. There we go.
Aaron's over there. Aaron Chan, if he's in.
There's
he's
a few of you. Gianpaolo, I follow you on Facebook. See? Wow, goodness me. All right, there we go. So there's a few of you. Let's get on to the teams, right? Let's talk about your team first and foremost because we are partway through double game week 24. You have had an absolutely stonking game week 24 so far. Now, the key difference between you and I this time last Sunday in terms of who we picked for our third Liverpool choice came down to this, guys. It came down to this. Mane versus Firmino. And the mindset that I took was totally different to the mindset that you took.
Yeah.
Totally different. My mindset was, if Mane goes big in a double game week, it's going to ruin my season. My rank is going to plummet. If he doesn't do very well at all, then I will take the L and I'll take a red arrow, but it won't ruin my season. I will rebuild from wherever I am. And that's kind of how I feel right now. If he doesn't play against West Ham and he ends up with a double game week 1 point, I will be taking an L, no doubt about it. My rank is already down, but I will still be well within the top 70-80k. So it's something I can build on. Had Mane gone ballistic, then both you and I, as non-Mane owners, would have taken a serious red arrow. And I did it out of fear. I was like, right, I don't want to ruin my season. I'm going to get Mane because of his ownership. Mm-hmm. And that was my thinking behind it.
Yeah, on the other hand,
were just like, no, I actually feel like there's a real opportunity here
to
pick Firmino
it.
As an under 15% differential to propel me up into the upper echelons, even higher than I am right now.
That's exactly how
absolutely
I saw it.
Sensational.
I kind of felt like Mane was the safe pick. It was the kind of the pick that would hold me probably in around the 10 to 15K. I just couldn't see that I would break the kind of deadlock that I'd been in, where I've been kind of like 6K, 15K, 10K. Like I just thought, if I go with Mane and I put the triple captain's armband on him, I can't break that. It will stick around there, whatever he does probably. I might take a little hit if he does badly, but whatever. But I looked at Firmino and I just thought, do you know what? If I do Firmino, one, it means I can keep Dele Alli ahead of Burnley, which felt like a nice thing to do. And two...
And was proved correct.
Yeah, yeah. And two, their opportunity is as such that if he does anything, the arrow will be green because he is such a differential. And if he does a lot, the arrow will be massive.
Yeah.
And if I can get to 2K, which was my hope by the end of the triple captain, if I could be at 2K, then there's more of a chance of sticking it till the end of the season.
And
that was where I thought.
As Bill Al is saying in the live chat, never play the game out fairly. Instead of following the crowd, might as well follow Sam, because everything she does seems to go well. You're absolutely right, Bill Al. Not sure if I agree with the second part of that statement, although I should do. But the first part is absolutely right. Never follow the crowd. Play your own game. And I must admit, I didn't do that. I did not do that. Played it out of fear. There's no doubt about it.
And we learned that a couple of weeks ago, didn't we, when we all were captaining Vardy, even when his form had dipped, on the basis that he was so highly owned and he'd been playing well and everyone else was doing it, so we felt we should. And I think there is an element of that. It's educated risk. And I think at this particular point, with Firmino's form away from home as it was, it felt like a risk, but it felt like a comfortable risk. It felt like a risk that could easily come off. It wasn't just like I'd gone, Henderson.
And what, good as well. But what I liked about it was that not only did you not go Mane, do Ali to Mane, but by doing Firmino, you kept Ali, who of course is I can't remember if he's a sort of top three or maybe top five game scorers in the game week. So talk us through the rest of your team. The one that we shouldn't talk about for too long is your knee jerk of Snodgrass at about 6:25 or whatever it was, about 5 minutes before the deadline. You used your extra free transfer just to knee jerk Snodgrass.
Yeah, and it was
like he could be outright for the Liverpool game. But
it was a free transfer, so it's not the end of the world. And I would have only had... Okay, so there's two reasons I did it. The first reason I did it was because I just felt that if West Ham were going to score at any point, it would be against Leicester.
Yes.
And I felt like if they were going to score, it might come from a set piece. It's not grass. And I felt like it was worth the risk because I didn't see Moutinho necessarily getting any points versus Liverpool.
Okay.
And I also felt like longer term, maybe I want to make the move from Moutinho to Traore anyway. So if I've lost Moutinho, then I've got the choice when it comes to later on in the season as to who
Snodgrass
I get back.
Snodgrass to Moutinho. Snodgrass to Traore seems like a pretty obvious move to make, actually.
Yes.
Yeah,
so it's only that the fixtures aren't great for Wolves, but then again, they weren't great against Liverpool, and look what he did. So yeah, so that happened, but I felt it was worth the risk, and it was, as I say, no points hit, so it hasn't made any difference, quite honestly. And if he makes it, which I think he might make it to Wednesday night, he sat out the FA Cup. It seemed like he might be all right for that. Let's see what happens.
Player that goes for a scan on a hamstring.
No, not on his hamstring, it's his knee.
Who?
Snodgrass.
Oh, Snodgrass, sorry, I thought you were talking about Mane. Okay.
No, right. I'm not bothered about Mane, I don't own him. Snodgrass, I think, might make it for the Liverpool game. Let's see. He played on for the second half, so we'll see. Played on for the first half.
Okay.
The rest of them, I think, Soyuncu is definitely on my hit list right now. Really disappointed in Leicester generally defensively. Yep. Well, actually, Leicester generally, quite frankly.
Think they're improving and Didi's back now that he's back once he gets up full up to match speed.
Yeah, maybe.
And they did look better against West Ham. I didn't think West Ham put up much of a fight. And to be honest with you, I didn't think they put up a lot of a fight in their FA Cup game either. I saw a few people, I was actually listening to a few people calling in, Hammers fans calling into TalkSport this morning, saying that they played that game like a testimonial.
Yeah.
They were saying they just went through the motions against West Brom, and actually West Brom probably deserve to win. So
yeah,
I don't know what's up with West Ham at the minute. Maybe they've got a bit of a dip coming as well. Well, doesn't get any easier for them, right, against Liverpool.
No, I think, I mean, I'm not sure about Solinger. We'll talk about that when we talk about transfers later, but I'm disappointed in him. Trent, great. I mean, Trent can always get some points. In all honesty, I didn't... This sounds awful, because obviously from a fancy point of view, you should always want your own players to do as well as they can. But given so many people were doubled up on defence for Liverpool defensively, I didn't so much mind that Trent got the assist and then the clean sheet went.
Yeah,
it was okay
for
me.
Okay.
So that wasn't too bad. In terms of the midfield, I played Cantwell on the basis that I just kind of felt like Spurs could easily concede, and they did, and it's just a shame it wasn't him. Dele was fantastic. Salah with nothing, but then the amount of people that have trebled him, maybe that's not the end of the world.
So what's your view on Liverpool going forward then? So you have Firmino, Salah and Trent right now on your team. Now, the Liverpool fixtures, as we know, guys, are pretty good for a number of weeks, actually, against teams that look highly beatable, no doubt about it. Given that Liverpool will be going into winter break, Klopp came out after the Shrewsbury game, as we've just seen, and said, you know, we are having a winter break. No doubt, and Klopp is having a winter break, because he said he'd send the other manager. So all this, you know, there's a Shrewsbury replay that's going to affect their winter break. No, they are definitely having one. So given that not just game week 25, but from 26, once the winter break's over, onwards looks pretty good. What's your Liverpool strategy going forward?
So originally, my intention was to only have Firmino for this week, maybe next week. And then he would make way, well, for this weekend, next week. I'd roll transfer this week into 25 and then have two transfers for 26, and at that point Firmino would go and I'd have two Liverpool defenders and use the extra money to upgrade elsewhere. As things are currently looking, I now kind of think, well, maybe I just keep Firmino, you know, because I've got issues with Vardy and his bum. I've got it, and also his form. I've got issues with Vardy's form right now as well.
So that's an interesting point. So even if he does come back, even if the glute injury is not as bad as we think it is, as Rodgers has said it is, I think we are expecting him back in game week 25, possibly if not 26. It's not a long termer. No goal now since, I think, game week 18, potentially.
He's got one assist in 2020.
One shot on target, which was the missed penalty in 2020. Yeah. Should we be getting rid of him anyway, glue or no glue?
Maybe.
Possibly.
He's definitely one that's on my kind of hit list. I mean, Danny Ings is going nowhere. I know he sat out this one and just came on for a little bit, but he's going nowhere. I think he's too good at the moment.
Do you know what's interesting for me, and we'll talk about this as we get through the fixtures, but that it's kind of interesting to know where to go to.
Yes.
So if you're going to sell Vardy, who for?
Well, that's
I mean,
it.
Outside of Jimenez, I can't think. I mean, if you want to go to Firmino, then I guess you could. But I mean, if you've got Salah, Mane already in a defender,
we've lost Rashford,
or whatever your strategy is, Rashford is gone, right?
Tammy, we're not sure about, because he got injured with his ankle in clash with the advertising.
Hard to know where to
board.
Go, isn't it?
It's difficult. I think for me, Vardy to Jimenez is the obvious
transfer.
Seems
like
that,
yeah.
That feels like the obvious one. But then I have already got like 2.5 million in the bank.
Okay.
So if I go Vardy to Jimenez, I'm going to add another couple of million. Like, I feel like at every stage of this, I'm just downgrading players because the ones price tag, but and it's taking a quite changing my mindset, because as an FPL manager, you wouldn't normally do this, would you? Wouldn't normally just free up money and then not reinvest it.
And what if you wanted to go up? So a few of the guys in the live stream are saying, well, if you've got the money in the bank, Sam, what about Vardy to Aubameyang, given that the Arsenal fixtures look pretty good and he's just had a 3-week break, enforced as it may be, but he's just had a 3-week break. Gonna come back all guns blazing, isn't he?
Is he?
I don't know. I'm asking you. I mean, for me, it's going to be very, very hard, I think, for Arteta to drop Martinelli at that team. I think since that Alba's been out, I think Martinelli has looked very, very good. It would not surprise me, guys, and I've seen this on Arsenal Fan TV and a few of the other Arsenal channels, they are calling for Lacazette to be out of that team. They are calling for Aubameyang and Martinelli to start in that Arsenal side.
That wouldn't surprise me.
Put a cat amongst the pigeons for Lacazette, wouldn't it? Not that he's highly owned in FPL, but the guys, the Arsenal fans out there are saying he's the one to drop out.
It's not like Lacazette's been brilliant while Aubameyang's been missing. So, you know, why not? Mm. I think, look, I don't know that I think if I was going to go up, I'd, and I've said all season I wouldn't, but I think I'd rather go to Aguero than I would Aubameyang.
Okay.
I just feel like Aubameyang, I still don't trust Arsenal.
Okay.
And that, for me, is an issue if you're investing that much money.
All right, okay. So there's your team. My team, we've discussed it a little bit as we've been talking about your team, guys. It is a bit of a tale of misery, to be honest with you. De Bruyne 7 was good, although he missed out on 2 bonus points right at the death, didn't he? He was sitting on 9
so
for a long time and then suddenly dropped to 7. I was like, well, what's that all about? And then Mason Holgate was obviously disappointed to see him go from 7 to 1. with Everton conceding two goals in the 93rd and 94th minute. Absolutely crazy.
When that goal popped up in the Slack, Newcastle goal, we both went, who are Newcastle playing? Yeah. And then we both at the same time went, Holgate!
Yeah. So I was obviously not happy about that. And then obviously with the Mane injury, which we've discussed already, it feels like what could have been. Do you know what I mean? Could have been. I mean, if Holgate gets the 7, De Bruyne the 9, and Mane stays on and maybe gets an assist or something, it's a totally different story. But just everything didn't go to plan. McCarthy pops up with a clean sheet, who you and I own, so happy about that.
But I should have played Henderson.
Although you had Henderson on the bench, which was obviously disappointing.
You're never going to play him against Man City.
But as I look at my team, I'm kind of happy. I mean, I'm happy to have Grealish. I'm obviously happy to have De Bruyne. I've got the dilemma that a lot of you guys, I think, have got and that we've asked in the polls is, what are you doing with Mane and Vardy? And I must admit, having just bought in Mane, it's not like I've got a load of money invested in him. So if he is out for even a couple of weeks, maybe two or three weeks,
that's nice.
He will just go.
Yeah, that's
he will
nice.
Just go and I'll just swap him, possibly even for Traore. And just have something like 7 or 8 million sitting in the bank. It could be, it's possible, right?
But this is the thing I'm saying before, like, that feels weird, doesn't it? As FPL managers, our whole... ethos.
I could go sideways to Sterling, but I just don't want to.
Our whole ethos as FPL managers is to reinvest the money. So it's like free up money, buy this big hitter.
Yeah.
But actually the way FPL's going this season, it's like, well, let's have this cheap one who's like Traore. He's a perfect example.
Yeah.
Every single week it feels like he's doing something.
Yeah. Okay. So there we go, guys. So a bit of a nothing game week so far. It was exactly as I predicted if Mane was not going to do well.
Yeah.
It's exactly as I predicted. It was that I'm going to get him out of the fear that if he blanks, then I'll take the L and rebuild. And that's exactly what's happened. I'm going to be 57k right now, which is absolutely fine place to be with, you know, how many game weeks we've got left. What have we got, like 14 game weeks left with a couple of chips to play, some double game weeks and all the rest of it. So 57k is fine to be there. I suspect I might dip a little bit down because, you know, there's some Firminos and Salahs and, you know, some double defences out there. So if I can come out of this game week with... and be in the top sort of top 70k, given that my triple captain flopped massively, we'll take it and we will rebuild.
I genuinely do feel for you, and I'm not saying that in a sarcastic way. I'm genuinely not. I said it to you on the night, didn't I? Like, it's even as a non-Mane owner, I felt gutted on that night because I know how precious and how important those triple captains are and how we really look forward to the triple captain game
weeks.
Well,
we talked about it for weeks, right? We talk about it every week on here and every show and every FYI. Yeah.
And you look forward to it. And particularly when your triple captain's playing in a game you can watch, like when it's televised and you build up to it, the whole community's talking about it. It's a big deal. For it to end like that, I felt like, that's gutting.
I think my strategy, and you guys can take from this what you want, but... I read a post on Twitter just as I was coming into this live chat, into the live stream, talking about the fact that FPL is a lot like poker, right? So it's like you get a bad hand like that, or you just get a bad beat, you know, where suddenly
Late Riser's post.
Yeah, Late Riser, actually. I think it was on Fantasy Football Scout. Yeah, where you just get a bad beat, right? No one's calling that. We've been talking for weeks about Mane and his captaincy, triple captain ability, if that's the right phrase. The underlying stats, the fact he's better than Salah away from home. You know, we've looked at all the heat maps, all the rest of it, but you cannot call that he's going to go off injured on 33 minutes. You just cannot call that.
You can't.
And the fact that it's not a little injury that means he'll be back for the next game week, and it's not a big injury that's keeping him out for 4 months. It's just enough to ruin your double game week, isn't it? Do you know what I mean? And you cannot, that is a bad beat. So what do you do? Do you take the mentality of, get rid of him, let's gamble on Sterling and start captaining him, or do I go and, you know, bring in somebody else that's like really random and go for a real differential? Or do you just step back and say, right, couldn't have done anything about that. That's life. I'm going to just carry on making sensible picks, carry on with my game plan. I'm going to go maybe to the Wolves players, I'll go to the players that are steadily moving along, and I'll get on with my life and I'll just rise up the ranks. And the Late Riser's post was great because he was talking about, you know, once you get that bad beat, don't go full tilt, which is another poker term, right? If you get a bad beat, you then just, you want to gamble more and more and more and more.
Yeah.
My view, my strategy will be, and you guys will have different strategies because I'm at 57k. I think that is very buildable for the rest of the season. If you're in an overall rank that you're not happy with, right, then maybe you do want to start taking a few more gambles. Maybe the season's at a position for you where you just want to have a bit more fun with it, and that's absolutely fine. But if you're at a rank that you're happy with, that you can build on over the next 14 weeks to get to where you want to be for the end of the season, my strategy, and I think yours should be too, just take the L. Just Mane. You just didn't know that Mane was going to happen. It's happened. take it, accept it, move on. Move on.
Yeah, I like that.
Don't bring in Pepe on a double game. We can do triple captain and stuff. Just forget it. Forget it. So there we go, guys. There's our teams. Sam doing absolutely mind-blowingly fantastically well. What's the overall rank now? 2K?
No, it was. And then Firmino lost the bonus point. So in that moment where he went from 2 points something to 1... Then. No, 3.3
three,
now.
Okay, three,
lost
okay,
a K okay. right, in three K. points. It's annoying.
Okay, but still, very, very good indeed. Very, very good indeed.
But it shows how close it is, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Yeah,
three
one
points.
Point. Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Because of the triple captain cost me. So imagine if Holgate had kept his, kept his six.
Absolutely. So there we go.
Or I'd played Hendo.
There's the Twitter, as we said before. If you'd have played Hendo, wow, imagine that. Imagine that.
Or Rico.
Let's have a look at the games for Game Week 25. So these are the fixtures that are coming up, Sam.
Right.
Lots to look forward to over the course of this weekend. Early fixture is Leicester versus Chelsea. Race for the top 3/4 there. Absolutely. That could be a very, very good game indeed. Interesting to see if Leicester can kind of bounce back from this little dip that they've got. So we'll talk about that in a second. A couple of games that have caught my eye. So obviously Spurs versus Man City, which you guys will see on the thumbnail. How do you see that game going? First game for Man City at the new Tottenham Hotspur Stadium, I think. Spurs, a bit hit and miss, to say the least, recently. City looking on fire. Worried about this game? How do you feel about it?
Nah, I'm not worried.
Not worried? Nah.
Nah.
Be fine.
Nah,
they're only one of the informed teams, only Man City.
I'm not... Hey, I mean, honestly, we barely beat Norwich. How could you be worried about this? It's the same as I felt about when you lot come. If we don't get destroyed, I'll be happy.
You can't have that mentality. You just can't take it.
I think, right. Here's my honest account. I hope that Ericsson signs his contract tomorrow and leaves.
Oh, he's gone, isn't he? It's done.
But I want it done. Officially get it done. Go. Have a nice life.
He's left the club. He said his goodbyes. He's an Inter player as of tomorrow.
If he passes his medical and signs the contract, just forget it. Get it done. Move on with our lives. Because I think at that point... For me, this whole Eriksen thing has been so unsettling. And I'm sure it hasn't to the players, but it is in terms of the atmosphere in the crowd.
So what impact is that going to have on the FPL players that you would like to consider then? Particularly as Man City. You're going to play Man City on the break, right? You've got to assume that City are going to come at you. You're going to hit them on the break. That presumably is going to have a better FPL impact for likes of Son and Moore. If you were a Son owner this week, would you play him at home to Man City? 100%.
Yeah. I think the only ones...
Moore as well?
Yes.
Yeah.
Moore will play more so than Son, actually, because Moore will play more further forward than Son will. I think for me, and I've said this a couple of times now, and I genuinely do think that when I wildcard, I'll move Dele to Lo Celso, because I really do believe that he is the beginning of something. I think he just needs to go on a bit of a run. He was unlucky not to score again... in the cup yesterday, was really, really good with no FPL points on Wednesday night against Norwich. Like, he was by far and away the man of the match. He was absolutely exceptional. Now, for me, if he can turn these exceptional performances that he's putting in week after week into something more, so when he starts converting these chances that he's getting, when these assists that he's creating start going in, that is when you want to be on him. So from the one... maybe two, if he does one or two game weeks on the trot where he gets something, that's when I'm bringing him in.
Okay.
Because I think he'll go on a nice run, and Spurs' fixtures are a bit up and down. But
let's have a look at the Spurs fixtures while we're here.
Once we get past Man City.
So it's Man City, then it's Villa away, which is obviously a defence you can get out. One of the worst out there at the minute, the Villa defence.
Yeah.
Albeit a trip to Villa Park, be hard to keep them out, I think. But you can score against them, no doubt. Then a trip to Stamford Bridge. Home to Wolves, away at Burnley. So I would call that mixed.
They're a bit up and down.
A bit mixed, yeah.
But they're not horrendous in terms of attacking potential. I think they're pretty horrendous for our defence, but they're not horrendous for our attack. I think the thing of note with obviously Spurs is that now Lloris was unexpectedly back early. He's back a couple of weeks early. He was supposed to
good
not
to
be
see that actually, because that was a horrific injury. Thinking back to that, the elbow fracture.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So he wasn't due back until February. He's come back early, which actually went well for some people in the Slack who played Gazzaniga. And then he obviously didn't play, and Henderson came off their benches.
Give me your view on
moving on.
Give me your view on Giovanni Lo Celso. So it looks like he's about to become a full-time Spurs player. It looks like you're going to exercise and execute the clause that you've got in his contract to sign him.
Yeah.
FPL asset
well,
or
just,
not?
That's what I just spoke about.
Oh, were you? Okay, sorry. I was looking at the live chat trying to tee up the next question and the guys were talking about Lo Celso.
Because so I was talking about how I...
I don't even know.
Just
what,
speak to myself.
What? What? So, Lo Celso, what do you think?
You're so funny. Yes. I do.
You think so? Good,
yeah,
okay.
Well, not yet. Wait until he gets one, because I feel like he just needs to break this duck. This not... Like, at the moment, everything's going right apart from the ball ending up in the back of the net. So
and also, tell me, what do you think of Giovanni Lo Celso? Do you think... Lo Celso is a good...
Maybe.
Do you think he could be a good...
Yeah.
Good, all right, excellent.
Give him two games. Once I get two returns, I'm going to bring him in. Right. Just in case you missed that the first time.
Just in case you missed it the third time. We'll listen to you, dear. I promise I will listen to you.
Story of our marriage.
Anything else to say about Spurs before we move on to Burnley versus Arsenal?
If you've got Gasaniga, move him on now, because obviously with the Reese back, that's a problem. Just get Henderson if you don't already.
Yes, and okay, we'll come to Sheffield United in a second. I mean, yeah, he looks very, very good, doesn't he? Burnley versus Arsenal, and Burnley, one of the worst defences around right now, alongside Villa that I mentioned before. Something like top for shots in the box against, one clean sheet in the last God knows how many, against an Arsenal team that are showing a little bit more va-va-voom, as a nice Thierry Henry reference for the Arsenal fans, with, of course, arrested Aubameyang coming in, back in from his suspension. How are you feeling about the Arsenal assets? Their fixtures aren't too bad, by the way. If you look at them, Burnley, then Newcastle and Everton at home, Man City away, followed by West Ham at home. So actually four of the next five, excluding that Man City away game in 28, which obviously is difficult. Can Arsenal score in that game? Yes, of course. But three really nice home games there after Burnley away, which in itself is a nice game, in my opinion. Is Vardy to Aubameyang? We mentioned it briefly before. Is that too obvious? I mean, come on. You've got a bit of money in the bank. That's an obvious move, isn't it?
This is not with my Spurs hat on. Honestly, it's not. I can't get excited about Arsenal yet, because there's something that puts me off. And I don't know what it is, because obviously the game week, we've just seen them play against Chelsea.
Bit of spirit there, bit of character from Arsenal.
There was.
Haven't said that for a little while.
But I just didn't think much of them for a lot of the game. Like, you know, they came back into it well, but then, you know, David Luiz had been sent off. Like, I don't know. I just can't get excited about Arsenal yet. Like,
I think there's one player you absolutely can get
Martinelli,
excited about. And Optimus Premier is saying, what are your opinions on Martinelli? And actually, as I said before in the live stream, the Arsenal fans getting excited about this kid. Very nice finish against Chelsea.
Yes,
his price in FPL is something like, not even, I don't know, he's cheap as chips, right? So if you're thinking about having that cheaper third forward, you've got to have a look at him, haven't you?
I want to know first, before I bring him in, whether he's definitely still going to get his pace, because you just never know with these managers. Now, I would hope that with a manager like Arteta, that he would recognise the fact that this kid has been ridiculously good for a couple of weeks now, without Aubameyang being there. He has more than stood up and been, you know, put his hand up and gone gaffer, you know.
And isn't that Arteta's mindset? Isn't that what he's trying to do, to bring younger players through?
Yes, yeah? I think it is. And that's why I think we might get the answer as FPL managers that we want with Arteta, because I think he is that manager that will go, no, actually, the kid's played really well, he keeps his spot. Lacazette, you've been absolutely rubbish, you go.
Nice comment from Andrew Yee, by the way. Game week 25 deadline is after the transfer window closes, so we can afford to wait on Aubameyang. Now, that's an interesting point, because, of course, he has been linked
lots
away with a move from Arsenal to Real and a few other places.
Yeah,
so I think there would be more smoke if that fire was true.
I think
but
so.
But you never know, do you? You never know.
But also, you just never... Like, I hate in many ways, I love the January transfer window. But in other ways,
managers hate it.
But in other ways, I hate it. And part of the reason I hate it is because you just never know what is going to unsettle a player. It only takes one phone call for a player to be unsettled. And so, like Andrew said, it's kind of nice now that the next game week deadline is after the window closes, because
at least
you know for definite that the players that you bring in aren't going anywhere. So I think if Aubameyang is, and I do expect him to still be at Arsenal when the window closes, then yes, maybe you could bring him in.
Okay.
But he's so expensive to bring in. I just don't know if I trust Arsenal enough.
Okay, all right. Speaking of teams that we struggle to trust, Manchester United at home to Wolves in what I think will be a quite a tricky game, despite the fact they battered Tranmere today at Prenton Park on a pitch that was frankly a disgrace. How do you feel that game's going to go? My personal view...
is that Wolves win it?
Is that Manchester United are struggling at home a little bit because of the pressure of the crowd. I think there's a real sense of...
negativity.
I put a tweet out just before the United game saying, you know, Ollie's gone out and he's put a reasonable team out, which he did put a pretty reasonable team out for that game today. Not all first team, but there was a lot of senior players. And I thought, in my mind, I thought, well, that's Ollie. He's, you know, wants something here. He wants to get a result here. He wants to go through in the cup and he wants a cup run. Mm-hmm. And you famously said on here a few times the fact that a cup run can really kind of energise your Premier League season. Maybe that's what he's looking for there. Maybe he's looking for his first bit of silverware to save his backside, frankly, come the summer. Who knows?
You maybe struck to Vardy about backsides.
But either way, it was a strong-looking side. Now, I looked at the pitch. I saw the way that Tranmere was set up. And there was a few... I thought... United are setting themselves up for a fall here. This is going to be tough and they could lose this 1-0. And to be fair to them, they went out and they just smashed them. They smashed them 3 goals in the first 15 minutes or something like that. And
that won't happen versus Wolves.
No, it won't, because Wolves rarely concede, you know, more than one or two, don't they? And again, with that pressure cooker of Old Trafford, with the kind of apathy that the fans have got right now, I see that being a very difficult home fixture for Manchester United, don't you? And on that basis, I know that you were thinking of Martial in at one stage.
Mm.
How are you thinking about that? What's your thoughts on that?
Well, so originally, as part of the Firmino thing, because with all this money extra I've got in the bank, the original intention was that I would do Cantwell up to Martial as well as, you know, however I wanted to play it. But actually, I didn't do it because I felt like Martial without Rashford wasn't as effective. And I'm glad I didn't now because it wouldn't have been effective, as we saw in Game Week 24, which is when I wanted him for. For me, I think Wolves win that game.
It will be tough, won't it? Are you thinking about bringing in either Jimenez or Traore or somebody like that? You had Moutinho, you've sold him now.
Yeah, my
thoughts on Traore back in? I mean, on paper, away at United, that's a difficult game. But evening kickoff under the lights, be on TV, etc., etc. is another opportunity to Wolves to put themselves in the limelight again.
I'll be surprised if I don't own a Wolves player for that game. Let's put it that way. Okay. I don't yet know who it will be.
Have a look at the Wolves fixtures over the slightly longer term. Then United, then at home to Leicester. Now, again, on paper, that's red according to the Fantasy Football Scout ticker for sure. And it is a difficult game at home to the team that are second or third in the league right now. But we've seen Leicester be pretty poor defensively of late, right? And of course, Ndidi's back. We might see a slightly different team come the game week 26. But again, that's, you know, it's not the difficult game that we thought it might be a few weeks back.
Yep.
Then it's Norwich at home, which is absolutely gorgeous for Wolves. Spurs away, which again is
defensively poor.
Red here, but as you've said before, depends whether Mourinho wants to go defensive or in attack.
It
seems
both.
Like he can do one or the other and not both. And then Brighton at home in 29. So the Wolves fixture, despite being in the middle of that table there on Fantasy Football Scout, I would say they're pretty damn good, wouldn't you? They're all games that Jimenez can score in, for example. They're all games where Traore can get the fullbacks.
Yeah, because if you just look at the next couple then, so obviously they've got Manchester United and Leicester. Leicester have conceded in every game bar one in the last 9 game weeks.
Oh, really?
So there is definitely, I had to look up my notes from Sam Says because I knew it was something like that and I thought, right, I'm going to check. Yeah, in every game bar one in the last 9 game weeks they've conceded. So for me, those couple of games, which should be no-goes for Wolves, and that's part of the reason I was kind of like, well, I could lose Moutinho because I can easily bring him back. I don't have any money invested, blah, blah, blah. But now I'm looking at that Leicester team and thinking, sorry, looking at that Wolves team and I'm thinking, the one I'd really like is Jimenez. I would really like Jimenez. So part of me in my mind was thinking, well, and it would be quite handy if Vardy was going to miss out for 4 weeks because then it was just an easy switch down to Jimenez. Done, move on with my life.
Yeah.
Because that's not looking likely, I've then got this kind of form dilemma to play out with Vardy. Let's see where that ends up. So Traore now becomes the obvious option, particularly if Snodgrass is injured.
It's great value, isn't he, Traore? Jimenez is a great FPL asset, but you're probably going to pay... He's still good value, but you've got to pay a bit
pay
for
a bit
him.
More
Whereas
than
Traore, you're paying peanuts for him and he's getting goals and assists.
And I think, you know, depending upon your strategy, like my strategy this season has been to have 3 up top. And I like to play those 3 up top every week. And that means that somebody from my midfield's got to miss out every week. So who's it going to be? it's nice to have two rotating cheapies that can sit it out. Now, the thing is with Traoré, he should be one of those rotating cheapies that's going to sit it out.
Yeah.
But realistically, I don't see how you can bench Traoré, because like even against Liverpool, where a lot of people did bench him, and I can understand why, he still did damage.
Yeah, the Liverpool fullbacks didn't want to touch him. You could see that, actually. Every time he went forward, they didn't fancy
like
it.
And I
think it should be a good... So if Brandon Williams does play in that game, which I suspect he probably will,
yeah,
it's going to be a good matchup, that, because Brandon Williams is pretty quick. He's got a burst of pace, likes to tackle as well, and he's going to have a hell of a game against Traoré.
I mean, Traoré even managed to take down Van Dijk. That tells
That's
you
true.
Something. Like, genuinely, that tells you a lot about that man. If Very he can take true. Van Dijk down, wow. Wow,
All right,
wow,
let's
wow.
talk about Leicester versus Chelsea in the first game on the Saturday lunchtime.
Anything can happen there.
How are you feeling about that game? I feel that's a very difficult game to call, that Leicester versus Chelsea.
Well, Leicester can't keep a clean sheet, and nor can Chelsea, so there's goals in it.
So nil-nil incoming, yeah.
But where's Chelsea going to get the goals from if Tammy's not fit? Who's going to play up top? Well, you'd think probably Batman, but then the last time we thought it would be Batman, it wasn't, and he played Giroud, and then
can't do that now.
So yeah, but is he going to play Batman? Does he trust him? I don't know.
Kind of got no choice if Abraham's injured, I think. He's kind of got no choice. I mean, we need to keep an eye out on the press conferences, etc., to understand what's going on with Abraham.
It's not broken.
No, but I do remember when we watched it live, and I think you and I watched that game live together, and he kind of went into the hoardings, and his ankle kind of went back on itself a bit, and we just kind of went, oh, what's a bad one.
You did, yeah.
And then he got up, and he sort of walked on it a little bit. Then he kind of went down, and then he got up to celebrate the goal.
And he hobbled off
from Azpilicueta, and then he sort of hobbled off a bit. But he did need, you know, he needed a couple of people to carry him off. He couldn't put weight on that ankle. So,
but it isn't fractured. They've said that.
Well, yeah, but I still wonder whether it might be a bit of ligament damage. I don't know. I'm guessing, right? I'm guessing. You need to follow Ben Dinnery on Twitter. Keep an eye, obviously, on the press conferences. But if he doesn't play, that will change their overall dynamic, no doubt.
For sure it will. And I think it will. I mean, I sold Tammy this week. He was my make-way for Firmino. But I do think there are a lot of Tammy owners still out there.
Oh, there are, for sure. 100%.
And I'm not convinced he's going to play. I hope he does, but I'm not convinced. And I think it massively changes that Chelsea attack if they don't have him.
Okay.
Now, Pulisic is due back. That's the other thing to mention. I think it's 2 game weeks' time.
Okay.
So, obviously, he'll be back around international break.
Winter break time. Yeah.
So, that's one to watch. So, if he's out longer term, then, you know, maybe Pulisic plays in that position. I'm not sure. But, I mean, Leicester... So, neither side can keep clean sheets. But then both sides might be missing their forwards.
Okay. Well, Neil Kager's in. Neil, thank you for the comment. He's a Chelsea fan. And he says, whilst Leicester's form has been pretty poor, Chelsea have been so iffy of late as well, and a bit Jekyll and Hyde, to say the least. Andrew Yee, thank you, Andrew. He's saying, apparently Abraham was seen walking after the match okay. So, all right, keep an eye on that. Something I haven't seen yet. And Neil's again saying, Abraham hearing Lampard going on about needing a new forward must be demoralising for him. Yeah, so Lampard is saying that he needs somebody up there. If anything... Yes, maybe Neil Abraham does feel like that, but if anything, if I was Batshuayi, I'd feel like, goodness me, I'm not really needed at this club, wouldn't you? If Frank keeps going on about this forward.
So one thing I will say about Leicester is if Vardy isn't going to play, then Perez becomes an option.
Well, the guys in the live chat are absolutely saying that.
Yeah,
I think you're spot on. So give us your view on Perez.
Well, so Perez without Vardy. If you forget Perez with Vardy
I've seen
for a
this
second.
Stat. Yeah.
Perez without Vardy has happened 3 times this season, 21, 20 and in 24. So in game week 20, he got 2 assists and 10 points.
Yeah.
In game week 21, he got a goal and an assist and 13 points. And then in game week 24, he got 2 goals and 15 points.
Yeah.
So when Vardy doesn't play, and obviously he's on the penalties if Vardy's not on the pitch, as we saw on Wednesday evening.
Yeah.
So he absolutely stands up to be counted. Now, it's the Perez that I think we all wanted to see in August when we all put him in our fantasy teams.
Yeah, true.
So we all thought, oh, this kid, when he was at Newcastle, was great. And we all piled on him because he was the cheap Leicester go-to and they had lovely fixtures and all of that good stuff. And then it was kind of a bit of a damp squib and we didn't really get the Perez that we were hoping for. But then when Vardy doesn't play, we see that Perez that we were all kind of hoping for. It's almost like he kind of goes, oh... All right, well, I'll step up and be the man then if he's not on the pitch.
And this might be anecdotal, but I think I remember hearing at the beginning of the season people that didn't go for Perez, which wasn't many. I think I did go for Perez in game week one and quickly ditched him, to be fair, sort of two or three game weeks in on the wild card. But the people that didn't go for him said, well, I'm not going for him because he tends to start the season really slow.
Yeah.
And because he's going to a new club, he's got to get used to it. He's got to get used to a new environment. That'll mean he'll start even slower. So I might have a look at him later on in the season. Is this now the right time to have a look at him? Is this the time of the season where Perez starts to come to the fore?
Well, it certainly looks like it might be. Now, what's interesting for me is whether it's... So, obviously, these games without Vardy, where he stood up, they've been recent. So, what we need to now work out is, are those three games... Is it pure coincidence that they happen to be in games when Vardy's not been playing? Or is it because Perez has settled into Leicester now and he's happy there and so he's just playing better and more...
It's a change of position, isn't it? I mean, Brendan Rodgers puts him up front and he becomes the main man. More of the role he was playing at Newcastle. Yeah. With Vardy, he's shoved out right.
Now, so what I think we need to see is when Vardy's... If Vardy's playing with him and all of this consistent stuff... Because actually, if you think about it, since 20, you know, 3 weeks ago, that means they've only played two games together in that time. So two out of the three times he's blanked. It's difficult. So I think, okay, let's see. But he's definitely one to watch, as is Harvey Barnes, I think. And we should really stress on Harvey Barnes.
Yes, the guys in the live chat saying that actually, so Don June is saying, look at Harvey Barnes, his stats recently off the scale. Absolutely.
Yeah. And it was really interesting to listen to what Rodgers had to say about him. So he called him outstanding and said that, you know, he's getting better all the time. He actually said, I think the goal against Burnley has given him confidence. He's improving, developing. He's got power. He's got speed and go either way. I like he's getting goals and he's creating them too. 0.7% owned.
Yeah, 0.7% owned Harvey Barnes. And maybe he's just starting to find his feet more recently. And I noticed actually he had a man of the match performance against West Ham in that 4-1. He was sensational. Now, what I will say, he was up against Zabaleta. One of the main reasons I had Mane triple captain is because I fancied him against Zabaleta. And Harvey Barnes had Zabaleta on toast that whole game, no doubt about it. As much as I like Zabaleta, he's a veteran, he's won Premier Leagues, was a great defender. Right now, he is slow and rubbish. And Harvey Barnes literally run rings around him in
and
that
I think
game.
At 5.9, he's affordable, he's easy to bring in. He's got
Snodgrass for Harvey Barnes in your team?
Maybe. I think Traore is the obvious pick. But yeah. I think Harvey Barnes...
Is the diff.
Okay, yeah. And I think this is the thing. So for me right now, I took a big risk in game week 24. Educated risk on Firmino. And at the moment, it's paid off. Now what I have to decide is, having got where I roughly want to be, how many more educated risks do you take to break through? Now, I think Harvey Barnes... Now, it doesn't necessarily have to be Snodgrass, because I could do Traore and Harvey Barnes, and I've got the money to do that. I could lose Cantwell. I think Harvey Barnes could be lovely.
Okay, all
definitely
right.
Definitely one I'm watching.
Let's have a quick update of the January Manager Month, and then I will come to you for your early thoughts on transfers and captains for game week 25. But let's have a quick look at the January Manager of the Month in terms of the Patreon League. So Jemima, as we said at the top of the show, absolutely hanging in on there. 251 points. A game week score of 30. So she had a bit of a dip actually this game week. Game week 20... what are we talking here? Game week 23 for Jemima was sensational.
Amazing.
Sensational. Got 80 or something points in a game week, which as we all remember, 23 was bloody awful, wasn't it? But she had 80 points. She had Gazzaniga penalty save. She had Aguero captain. 84 points. Absolutely beautiful. 30 points in this game week in 24 for Jemima. So it's now tight as anything in the manager of month.
But
Samuel Hawkins in at second. Tony in at third, David in at fourth, you, Sam, in at fifth, which is very interesting, and Brian Stavalli in at sixth. So
she has got a triple captain on Salah, though.
Oh, okay. Have you got the league live there?
Yeah, I'm just looking at it.
Okay, so Jemima...
Sam's got his on Salah too, triple captain Salah.
What's different between their two teams? They've both got Salah triple.
Let's see who else they've got. So Jemima's got to play in this game. Jemima's got Salah triple, Trent.
Yeah.
Mane and Haller.
Oof, Haller could be a curveball. Okay, go on. And what's Sam got?
Sam has got Firmino, Salah triple, and Trent. So it's going to be versus Haller if Mane doesn't play.
If Mane doesn't play, Firmino versus Haller. Okay, I think I know who are backing that one.
And then Tony behind them has got his triple captain on Trent.
Oh, triple captain Trent, Tony. I love it.
With Robbo and Salah.
Double defence. Okay, with Salah. All right.
So that's where he is. And
so that's all we need to know. David is about 10 points back from that. So I'm not going to say he's out of it. But actually, I think for me, it's between that top three. It's Jemima, it's Samuel, and it's Tony.
I think he is actually out of it because the way that it's working, because he's got Salah, Trent and Firmino triple on Salah, so Jemima would equal him.
And of course, if Firmino bangs again with a couple, then you'll probably win, Sam, because you're in there.
But remember, I can't win it.
233 points. It could all happen for you. But right now, Jemima looking good with 251 points. Sam in second, 248, and Tony in third, 244. I think it's between those four, unless either you or David or Brian can spring a surprise. And as you know, guys, you guys are involved with our Manager of the Month leagues, of which February is now open. It is live, guys. So if you get over to Patreon, unlock the post for the February Manager of the Month, and the league code is in there. So I've been over in the Slack. I've told the Slackers, any of you guys that have in the chatting with us over in the Slack, you will know this already, but if you don't follow us in the Slack, get over to Patreon. The mini league code for you guys that sponsor us at the $5 Manager of the Month tier, it's live. So get in there and get in there before the next game week starts.
And if you're a patron but you're not in the Slack, drop us a message in Patreon and we'll get you in the Slack. Because there are a couple. We're missing a couple. So if you are a patron and you want to be in the Slack, drop us a message in Patreon or get us on socials and we'll get you in there.
Come join us in the Slack. And of course, you guys will know that all of our Manager of the Month prizes are sponsored by our sponsor, Kicking the Balls, with two S's, kickingtheballs.com. And you can win all the lovely things that you can see on the screen and all the signed Spurs, White Hart Lane messages, or you can win the signed Champions of Europe, Liverpool 6, and all sorts of things. So have a look at their website. All the links are in the description below, including the link to our Patreon, patreon.com/FPL family. If you want to go sponsor us over there, you want to take part, if you think you can beat Jemima and Kieran, and who else have we had? We've had Jansky win it before, and Frank. Tracy and Frank, and all of our previous Manager of the Month winners that have won something cool, either a replica shirt or a signed Kicking the Balls piece of artwork, then if you think you can beat those guys, get over to patreon.com/FPL family and join in our February Manager of the Month.
But we also do have a 10% off discount code for them, which is FPL10, if you want to buy something from Kicking the Balls.
Indeed, absolutely. All the links and, of course, details in the description below. Right, Sam, let's have a quick look before we talk about our schedule for this week, which is hectic, by the way.
When's it not?
Yeah, it's mental. Here's your team again. Here's how it stands for Double Game Week 24. Obviously, one more game to go. How are you feeling about game week 25? What's your early thoughts, and we are very early thoughts, on the game week 25 and your captaincy for game week 25, which of course we'll have a look at in the polls as well for you guys in just a sec.
Okay, so depending upon Snodgrass's fitness, then actually he'll probably stay, because they've got Brighton at home, and Brighton don't travel that well. So I would probably keep Snodgrass for that. And I'd probably then be keeping my closer ears on Vardy, depending upon what's happening with him. But likely the transfer out will probably be Cantwell. I'll probably go Cantwell to Traore ahead of game week 20... Where are we? 6? 5?
25 next.
Ahead of 25, I'll probably go...
Wait till we have a winter break and there's a game week split in two. It's
so
going to be...
So confused. I'll probably go to Traore. But I need to ponder this, because if my intention is to lose Vardy to Jimenez at some stage, if the form thing continues to bug me, then I may roll transfer this week, depending upon injury. So I've got 2 for 26. That was my original intention. My original intention was to not make any this week.
Sure, okay.
And then roll. In terms of the captain's armband...
Difficult, isn't it?
It is difficult, because the players that you would want to look to, I don't...
Liverpool home to Southampton. Southampton's away record is very good, by the way. That's not an easy game for Liverpool.
It's not. It's definitely not. But that's probably the best place.
Arsenal at Burnley? You ain't got any Arsenal?
I don't have any Arsenal. Likely I'd probably go with Salah, because it's home. So Firmino doesn't do so well at home. So probably... I probably would look at Salah.
John Tremlett is saying Grealish as captain this week.
Well, you could do that.
Oh, you haven't got Grealish, have you? Is he one that's on your radar?
No.
Oh, we've had this conversation. You don't fancy Grealish at all, don't you, for some reason?
No. If anything, I might captain KDB at Spurs, quite honestly, because I don't see our defence keeping a clean sheet against them. So, and he'll definitely be involved if there's points to be had.
There we go. The guys in the live chat agreeing with you. Joe Findlay Banner, who's in and moderating. Hello, Joe. He's saying easy, Salah. Salah.
I think it's Salah.
Neil Kelly is saying KDB. Salah, agreed. Martin Schwartz, yeah, Salah. Go with it. It's easy
particularly
one.
If Mane can't easy play, one. It feels like Salah's going to be like, yeah, I'm the man. I want to take it off you now, this okay. points total we're having. Bit okay. like,
yeah. Avi Moodley is saying, Traore, captain. Away at Old Trafford.
Woo!
Brave. There you go. That's a brave one. That's a brave one.
What about you? What
here's
you
my
do?
Team. Don't know, to be honest with you.
You've got so many injury problems. Yeah, I think
Vardy's going to be okay. And on that basis, I'm probably going to end up keeping him. Just because I can't, apart from a move to Jimenez, I mean, that's what I would do. I would go Vardy to Jimenez. And still might do that. I think Calvert-Lewin is good for a couple more weeks before their fixtures turn. And Ings is fine. I think his fixtures are pretty good for the foreseeable, actually. Yeah. So although I was on him very, very late, he's the one that I stay with for now.
He broke
so him. Vardy's either going to go up to Alba or down to Jimenez. One of the two. Mm. And he will do one of the two. Mm. I can't think of who that is. Jimenez would be the follow the crowd. Aubameyang would be the slightly differential. And at the minute, I honestly don't know. I think genuinely my plan for game week 20, for the next game week, is to roll a transfer so that I've got two going into game week 26.
Even if Mane is injured?
No. So if Mane is injured and he will likely miss not just the West Ham game but the Southampton game as well, he probably will go.
Yeah.
He probably will go. And it might be for Adama Traore and have an absolute ton of money sitting in the bank or someone else. One thing's for sure, I don't think that I'll be reversing my transfer and bringing James Maddison back in. I don't think that's going to happen.
No.
I actually quite enjoyed having Maddison. In the game weeks where he bangs, he's very, very good. But he's had too many two-pointers recently. And apart from that worldie at Newcastle a few weeks ago, he's blanking and blanking and blanking. And with Vardy, a little bit hit and miss, bit of a calf injury, bit of a bum injury, bit of this, bit of that, bit, you know, unsure as to what he's doing, bit of a baby going on. I just feel like I don't feel like having Soyuncu, Maddison and Vardy is a good shout right now. I think that's too much Leicester, given that they're a bit in and out of form. So I don't think Madison's going to come back in. If anything,
Soyuncu's too much.
Traore definitely feels like the right move, to be honest with you. It does. Yeah. And obviously, if I do that, then I have enough money in the bank to do Vardy to whoever the hell I like, be it Aubameyang or anybody else. Might even have enough money in the bank to do Vardy to Aubameyang, and also Soyuncu to Robertson as well, and go for the three at the back for two at the back for Liverpool. Which
yeah, I like
is
the idea of that
but
over these next few fixtures.
Either
nice.
Way, that. That's there's some, I wouldn't say it's minor or major, some medium-sized surgery going on in my team right now based on Vardy and Mane. I think given that the Vardy injury is not as bad, he stays. If Mane, and again, you guys are saying in the live chat, absolutely right, LFC MS11 is saying Mane probably won't play away at Atletico. So that's another thing to consider, guys, that the Champions League is kicking back off. So there's another reason why I don't think Mane is going to be risked against West Ham. For all you triple captains out there, I personally don't think he's going to risk Mane away at West Ham. I think he's going to put a team out to go and win that game and rest Mane ahead of either Southampton or Atletico, which is the bigger game.
Feels like he might rest him against Southampton as well.
He could do. And if the scan comes back that he's out for maybe 2 to 3 weeks, and I stand by what I said before, if players go for hamstring scans, it's because it's bad. Players know he would not need to go for a scan if he knew that he was fine.
It was the way he did it. And it was like, I walk across the pitch. No. And he automatically, he didn't even sit on the floor and get the trainer on to look at him. He just was like, no, walked off the pitch.
No, totally agree. I think anyone that goes for a scan is in trouble, in my opinion. So look out for news on Mane's hamstring over the next couple of days. But I'm expecting to have to sell him, I think, which is got to be the quickest anybody's ever been in my team. He comes in, takes a triple captain, gets a one, and then buggers off. It's like absolutely savage. So there we go, guys. That's my early thoughts. In terms of captain for next week, I think it'll be Salah. I think Salah.
It's home to Salah. Kind of obvious choice.
It feels like an obvious choice. If I did, for some reason, spend a hit to get a Aubameyang in, then I'd maybe look at a Aubameyang.
You can't keep taking hits.
I ain't taking a hit for a Aubameyang right now. I mean, and again, I'd go back to what I said about the poker analogy. Taking a hit for a Aubameyang in game week 25
you took one for Mane.
Would be a very full tilt move to make, and I don't want to do that. I want to rein it in and just go back to playing my game every week and get back into the routine of FPL, right? So there we go. Let's get into the polls before we go, guys. Let's go to the questions. Where are the questions? They are here. Right, so here are the poll questions, Sam. First one is your game week 25 captain, Salah, Mane. I don't know why I put that in there. Aubameyang, Vardy or other?
Salah.
Salah, okay, 62%, yes. Aubameyang, 14%, so he looks like the next best option. 14% if you're going with other, actually, which is interesting. Get in the live chat, get in the comments KDB. Below if you're watching the replay. Who would you say is the other options for Game Week 25 captain? Mane in at 5%, Vardy in at 2%. So Salah is the overwhelming favourite there with 62%. The Mane and Vardy plans, what are you guys planning to do? Thank you to William Sutanto for the question. The Mane and Vardy plans, keep both, sell both, just sell Mane or just sell Vardy. How would you feel about it if you own both of those players? Or maybe given that I own both of them.
You answer it. I would
sell Mane. I would sell Mane right now. If the news is that he's out for a period of time, then he's gone. I have to tell you that you guys in the live chat are very split on this. Very split. So keep both is in at 31%. That wins, actually. Sell both is in next at 30%. So very, very split. 19% say keep Vardy but sell Mane, which is what I'm thinking of doing.
I've got so much money invested in these two players.
Quite possibly. But sell Vardy and keep Mane is 18%. So not as many of you thinking about selling Vardy. I think it's largely coming down to how long they're out for, right? Vardy's going to be back, whereas Mane might be out for a couple of weeks.
Yeah, and if you've got a lot of money invested in them and they're only out for a couple of weeks,
yeah,
you want to get them back. So
that's the thing, isn't it? If you've got tons of money tied up in Mane, you'd hold on, I think. Whereas if those of us that, like me, have just got him in, it's an easy sell, isn't it?
Yeah.
Easy sell, and I stick with Salah. Yeah, okay. Who to invest in at Man City alongside KDB? So thank you to Holly and to Karam for the question on Twitter earlier. Who to invest in City, Sam? Aguero, Mahrez, David Silva, Jesus, or Laporte stroke the defence?
Laporte,
you think the defence is worth investing in? Well, 37% of you are saying, I'm going to spend all my money and go big up top on the Argentinian. 37% Aguero.
I'm not surprised.
30% Mahrez. 27% Laporte in the defence. This is pretty close again, guys, interestingly. 2% David Silva and 2% Jesus. So not a lot of love for those two guys. So it's a real split between Aguero, Mahrez and the defence. So I don't think there's not an obvious answer there.
It's rotation risk with the other
not
two.
Not an obvious answer, is
Laporte,
there?
I think, is so pivotal to that defence. I think there's clean sheets coming now. He's back. And I've got a soy induced shape problem. So.
Yeah. And as John Tremlett is saying in the live chat, could be Edison if he's on penalties.
Yeah, but then what happens if he misses?
I can't believe
and
he'd
they
be
concede.
On penalties. I noticed that Gundogan took one in the FA Cup today. That's his 7th successful penalty out of 7 this season.
Is that right?
So I think if he's on the pitch...
But how's he taken 7 penalties? Well, I don't remember him taking 7
well,
penalties.
Champions League and all sorts, right? So if he's on the pitch, I think he takes them. But the problem with Gundogan is that obviously he doesn't play all that often. So who plays? Who
KDB.
Takes them
it's
when
got
Gundogan
KDB,
doesn't...
KDB, hasn't it?
Has it got to? I don't know. We'll find out, I'm sure, when the next one happens. Best double up outside of LFC. Best defensive double up outside
the Blades,
of Liverpool.
The Mighty Blades.
You think the Blades, and unanimously you guys are agreeing with that.
Oh, 83%. Finally!
83% saying the Blades. 14%, interestingly, saying Southampton, which you wouldn't have said a few weeks ago. So the Southampton double up with, I guess, McCarthy in goal and maybe one of the fullbacks or maybe, Bednarek or Vestergaard or somebody. Brighton, 1%. Nobody going for Newcastle. Bless them. Nobody going for Newcastle. I don't blame you guys. I don't blame you. Sheffield United, the obvious defensive double up outside
of Liverpool. Top of the fixture ticker on FS Gal.
Yes.
They look great.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And actually, they're amazing for you as differentials if you own both. They cause my rank to go through the roof when they
as
keep
you
a clean
can testify
sheet.
To. Yes, absolutely. As you
get
can
him.
Testify to.
Actually, don't here, get them. I like them as diffs.
Here is our schedule, guys. As you can see, we're very busy this week. Very busy this week. We'll find us on, or you'll find me actually, on the Scoutcast on Tuesday. So I'll be on with Joe and somebody else. Don't know who yet. Don't know who yet.
Surprise.
But it's myself and Joe on the Scoutcast with Fantasy Football Scout. So if you haven't checked out, if you've never checked out a Scoutcast, if you don't know what Fantasy Football Scout is, once we've finished here, go type Fantasy Football Scout into your YouTube browser and you'll find loads of videos on the Scout YouTube channel, including Sam Says, including Sam versus Lee, and of course previous Scoutcasts. And I will be live with Joe Tuesday night on this week's Scoutcast. We'll then be on Thursday night on the FPL show with Jules and James. So we'll be back down in Uxbridge filming that with the guys down there. You will be on the Fantasy Premier League podcast on Thursday, recording that in the studio with James. And then, of course, we'll be doing an Ohana, as we normally do for our patrons, on Friday. A little bonus FPL thoughts going into the weekend. Last-minute thoughts and teams and captains and what we're going to be doing that weekend on our weekly Ohanas.
I'm pretty sure it's also my week to write a Scout article this week as well. So
Could be.
Check the Scout website for an article from me at some
could
stage.
Be. Lots yeah. of FPL action, lots of FPL family action, actually, over the course of this week. So look out for us throughout the week as we talk FPL. That's it. Well done to all of you Firmino triple captainers. Well done if you've got Salah or Trent triple captain. Still could have points from those guys.
It's not over yet, I tell you.
If you've got Mane triple captain...
It's still not over yet.
Virtual hugs been sent out. Virtual hugs.
Says he is not playing. It's not over yet.
It isn't over yet, but I just don't see that he's risked. Even if the scan comes back and says, no, it's fine. He won't risk him. Anyway, a virtual hug to all of you Mane triple captainers. I need one as well. I didn't get any sympathy.
I've got one more random fact for you from Liverpool.
Go on, random fact of the day.
37 people triple captain Jordan Henderson.
Nice. 37. Who would have thought he'd be the leading Liverpool goalscorer? Who would have thought? Henderson.
Well, just
Henderson. What the hell? Guys, well done in double game week 24 so far. Onward we go to game week 25. And we will see you, of course, this time next week when we talk about double game week 25. We will know what's happened with Sam's rank. Maybe Firmino gets a hat-trick against West Ham. Ooh. And Sam is sitting at about 500. And I don't mean 500K. I mean 500, probably
if
even
that
higher
happens,
than that. Who knows?
I think we'll have to do a little... You'll get me on Insta-action just running around the house.
If Firmino goes big against West Ham during the week, patrons, look out for a Sam from FPL Family Ohana on Friday, where she will not be able to contain her excitement.
They won't want to watch or listen. They'll be like, oh no, it's only Sam again.
Until next week, guys, we'll see you. Leave us a like before you go. Thank you for joining us tonight on FPL Family. If you're new around here, hit that subscribe button, obviously, and we will see you this time next week, Sunday night, 8 p.m. Good luck. See you soon.
Bye, guys.